If a deer has CWD, the wasting disease accumulates in places like the brain and spinal cord. But scientists have long suspected that muscle may also harbor infection. Now there's a study done by researchers in Colorado and Kentucky that indicates that. Judd Akins works at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. He's done previous CWD research with one of the current study's authors.
So they have answered a very important first question. Is there infectivity? And the answer is yes. Now, is that infectivity potentially transmissible to humans? That is still an unknown.
Nor do scientists know if deer meat is safe to eat before a sick animal shows symptoms, or which parts of deer muscle may have the greatest potential for risk to humans. Glenn Telling is a microbiologist from the University of Kentucky. He worked on the study.
It would be obviously advantageous to test different muscle groups. Also, we'd like to look in different species, in particular compare elk versus deer.
Telling's research team found that the levels of CWD infection were higher in brain tissue than in muscle. They determined this after injecting mutant proteins called prions into mice susceptible to chronic wasting disease. But a lab simulation only mimics real-world conditions. UW's Akins says in the wild, the disease tends to spread more slowly. This makes it difficult to assess what risk humans might face in eating meat from deer infected naturally.
Oral transmission is a much less effective way of transmitting the disease, so that would be, I guess, one caveat that I would have on the study.
Akins is referring to how deer interact during feeding and other activities. Both the State Department of Health and the World Health Organization advise people not to eat venison infected with CWD. Those that do are advised to avoid consuming tissues where CWD infection accumulates. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.